Blog Talk Radio.
People wonder, people ask, am I present? Am I past? I never left. I haven't gone. Check the spelling on the stone. Was my leaving you a sin? Did my faith somehow grow thin? My secret's out, so many know. Check the spelling on the stone.
Sort of a nudge, you know? Check it out. See what you come up with. Huh? Nobody's going to tell you. Huh?
Is that E singing that song?
Yes.
Definitely is. Okay.
So.
I've never known. I've heard it many times. I love the song. But I really never knew if it was him or someone else. But anyway,
nobody can make their voice do what his voice does. You know what I mean?
Right. But you know, we heard others that sound similar, and you know, sometimes
there's always differences, though, honey. If you listen to his voice real close, and then you listen to any ETA you want to, it doesn't matter who. You're going to see differences. You're going to hear differences. Listen for the S's, especially. All the ETAs screw up the S's. You know, no matter how good they are, they muck the S's. So you can always tell. Some of them have it too, like their throat is clogged with cotton or something, you know. Or they have the tremolo way too pronounced. He doesn't do that.
Yeah.
So you just learn to listen to the differences, and you can always tell if it is or it isn't. You can always tell. And that's the main thing when you're listening to Ron Jesse. That's the one most people have trouble with. Yeah, most people have trouble with Ron Jesse. But the deal is, he always sings like he is a trained opera singer. And he always sings with a clogged throat. He never opens his voice. So
yeah.
if you're hearing this clogged throat, chances are it's Ron Jesse. Now, Elvis could do that. And sometimes he did it a little bit, but if you listen, you can still tell the difference. You just have to learn to be able to discern the differences. Yeah, and if you listen to that again, you'll hear who it really is. So, okay, now I've got myself in trouble, but that's all right. I don't care.
Okay, what year was that done, do you know?
I didn't write it down as to what year. I have it in the computer, but I never put the year on it. I don't know. John, do you know? I know John's in chat, so he would know. Okay, let's start off with the songs that John sent me today. And I was asleep when he sent them. I slept through the night, well, 5 or 6 hours through the night. To me, that's through the night, right? I was awake by 3 a.m., but I felt good.
Yeah.
I felt awake. I was doing great. So I started doing stuff. Okay. Then along about 6, I thought, well, okay, I'm done with the stuff I had that I wanted to get done this morning. I still have a bunch of stuff to do, but I don't want to start anything because I can't get it done. And so I laid down. Next thing I know, it's 9 o'clock, and John had already sent the music at about 8:28 or 8:25, something like that. So I missed it, but he had it. He sent me the music, so I've got it. I just didn't get to make my little comments to him and talk to him when he did it. But you know, hey, that's what happened. I got a message from John around 1989-ish.
Yeah, I was looking at that.
Yeah, for spelling on yeah, 1989-ish.
Yeah, that was about 11 years after his.
Well, something like that. If you can do the
yeah.
math, you got it. So, okay, anyway, we're going to start in with this music. We've kind of killed that subject now, so that's okay. It's a good week to be talking about that. So we did our bit.
So, you can move on, Jenny. We don't mind.
Well, hey, guess what? Whether you mind or not, that's what I'm going to do. You can mind all you want to, honey. It ain't going to stop me. So there you go.
Well, What's wrong with your throat?
It's just the moisture in the air. I've already told you, honey. It's where it gathers. That moisture gathers at the top of my lungs, where my bronchial tubes branch off. And I've got
uh-huh.
to keep clearing that space. If I don't clear that out, it's going to go in my lungs and I'm getting pneumonia. And that's...
Well, I didn't... When I talked to you last night, it didn't sound like that. Wasn't that bad? At all?
Well, that's because I turned my head away from the phone and coughed while you were talking. I can be
Spooky
when I want to. Yes. But, yeah. That's it. That's what it is. It's the humidity in the air. So I'm going to have to do something about that as much as I don't want to do it again. I don't want to get pneumonia either. So.
Oh, God, no. Hey,
so
my daughter broke two ribs. My daughter went to the doctor, and she did break two ribs, and she is in serious, serious pain. And
well, of course, with two broken ribs.
Yeah, and
if she wasn't in pain, she'd be dead.
Yeah, I know. I mean, this is pretty bad. I mean, she's breathing so hard, and too, she's laying down, and she's trying to sit up as much as possible because she doesn't want to get lung pneumonia either. And so, you know, she's still helping me as much as she can, but I'm going to have to call someone in here. I've got to get some help. I can't depend on her in this shape. Bless her heart.
Well,
but
of course
anyway,
not.
I'll work it out. No,
yeah.
I mean, she, voices. You can hear her. You know, I'm just trying this morning when she went in to take a shower. I mean, I could hear her huffing and puffing and grunting and saying, oh, God, you know.
Just because it hurts to breathe.
Exactly.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
And anytime she lifts her arms or her hands to do anything like open a shower door, that hurts.
Yeah.
So, she's in serious pain right now. So it will get better. That's what she's got to look forward to. It will get better.
You know, I think this house is haunted.
And you know what? So you live in a pigsty for a while. I mean, you know, you can clean it up later.
No, I can't do that. No.
Hey, at least you don't have step kids running around doing the job for you. I mean, good grief, my mama, if she ever got hurt, she had 7 kids making a bigger mess, even though they were supposed to be cleaning it up. Didn't work that way all the time. There was 7 of us running around that house causing trouble. Anyway, John made the comment, too, about that song. It's the only record in history with no singer's name.
Well, I'll be damned.
They don't have the singer's name. Well, I hope not, but anyway, yeah, there's no singer's name on it.
Okay. Well.
So, and you know what? I'm probably the only one that caught that said anything about it. But leave it to me. I got a different drummer. I tell you, I got a different drummer. I got a whole new band. You know, it's just, I thought I might as well do the whole thing as long as I'm doing. Okay. Let's go to the first song that John sent me this morning, and it happens to be a country song.
Okay.
So here we go. And I'm sitting here trying to think of the name. Sammy something. Anyway. This has helped me make it through the night. Take 1, 2, 3.
Take the ribbon. It's not passing it, folks. Take the ribbon from your hair, shake it loose, let it fall, laying soft against my skin, like the shadows on the wall, come and lay down by my side. The early morning light, all I'm taking is your time. Help me make it through the night. I don't care what's right or wrong, I won't try to understand. Yesterday is dead.
glad to be alone. Help me make it through the night. I don't wanna be alone. Help me make it through the night.
I still can't think of that gal's last name that did that. I guess that's all right. Doesn't matter. Because Elvis did it. Once Elvis does it, nobody else matters. So, okay. I love that song. That's a nice song to sing, too. Everybody just kind of sits there, and you can see the head starting to lean on the hands. The elbows go on the tables. And they just sit there, and they just watch you sing that song.
Yeah.
It's fun. It is so fun. Yeah. It's like, you want attention? Get up in front of a bunch of people and sing that song. You get attention. It's cool. All right. That and For the Good Times and Crazy. Yeah. Those three songs, they'll get you all the attention you can handle. You'll be saying, stop looking at me. Look at somebody else. Stop looking at me. You don't
is
say
that
it, but sometimes you think it.
Singing,
Jenny,
I can see them all now scattering to the front door to get out of the building.
Oh, you're so funny, honey. I don't have that problem, so, you know, that's okay. It's fun, though. You go to open mic night, and it's fun. People tolerate almost anything. If it's open mic night or during karaoke, they'll tolerate anything.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't make any difference if you can sing or not. You're up there, you're having fun, and you're giving it your best shot. That's all that matters. It's okay. But I liked it because everybody would recognize that.
Oh, yeah. Great song. Yeah, sure.
Well, it's not just that song, but just when I was singing, they would recognize that I had done it before, okay? It wasn't my first rodeo. And that's kind of nice when people can recognize that you actually did this in a proper manner instead of just, what am I trying to say? What's that word I want? Amateur, okay? So that's what made it fun. Is that people recognize, and they enjoy it. That's the best part about it, is they enjoy it. And they don't care if you can carry a tune in a bucket or if you need a big can. They just appreciate the fact that you're brave enough to get up there and do it. Because a lot of them aren't. So you can be part of whichever group you want to, Sue. It's okay. You'll have company.
Oh, gee, thanks.
You can come up and sing with me if you want to. There you go.
Oh, okay. That would nail it down.
I just won't give you a mic.
Oh, hey, that's a great idea. Yeah.
But you can still have fun. It doesn't matter. You can still have fun. There you go.
Oh.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Here's another one John sent this morning. And I'd never heard this before, and I like it. This is a nice song. This is Ken Dodd, and he's singing a song called Tears.
Tears for souvenirs are all. Can't believe you could.
would forget me. After all those happy hours we spent together, tears have been my only consolation. But tears can't mend a broken heart, I must confess. Let's forgive and forget, turn our tears of regret once more to tears of happiness. Tears have been my only consolation, but tears can't mend a broken heart, I must confess. Let's forgive and forget, turn our tears of regret once more to tears of let's forgive and forget, turn our tears of regret once more to tears of
song. I like it. Hey, let's give it another shot, baby. We can do better. You know, that kind of thing. And I was looking for a song I can't find. I'm trying to think, how could I possibly put that in there differently? I have no idea. Unless I misspelled something. That's a definite possibility. Okay. Hey, hello, girlfriend. How are you doing, Carolyn?
I'm trying to hang in there. I've been up since 2 a.m. or 2:30 this morning.
Welcome to my world, honey. You're okay.
If I'd known you were up, I would have got online and chatted with you.
Well, I wasn't online. I wasn't online, darling.
Okay.
And I don't chat with people at 2 o'clock in the morning. I got other things rolling, usually, if I'm up that point in time. So it's all right to not contact me at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, okay.
You can ask Ann. She'll send me a song at 4 or 5 a.m. my time. And it's like, nope, not doing that right now, honey. It's not time for that. So you can just wait until I get to it. So it's, yeah, I just don't. So you're okay. You didn't do anything. You know, you're okay. You're okay.
I had to get up. I couldn't lay on the bed. I couldn't lay still. My stomach was hurting too bad. So I just decided to get up and get in my chair and come in here, and I sit up and put some puzzles together online, and that way Clyde could sleep and he wouldn't be up all night. But the reason I was calling in was Tuesday I went to see my stomach doctor, and I know she's an Elvis fan, but I didn't really know how much. And after the office visit and then the vampire took blood from me. She has me come out, and it's like a little waiting area where you get your prescriptions and stuff. She said, Carolyn, will you have a seat right here for a few minutes? And I'm figuring, okay, she's going to write out the new prescription she was talking about me taking. And she steps back in her office, and she comes back out with a lamp. Of course, it's an Elvis 68 comeback special lamp, and it's
Oh, really? The doll
that's attached to it, and when you play it, he dances up on his toes to Ain't Nothing But a Hound Dog. And of course, I got to crying, and I told her it was happy tears, and we continued talking. she says, Carolyn, how much do you believe that Elvis is still here? I said, 100%. And she says, me too. She says,
oh, cool.
Have been an Elvis fan for the longest, as long as I can remember, but I've never been to Graceland because I never can find the time to take off and go. And so on my phone, I brought a picture up recently that was sent to me of during daytime at Graceland. It was live. It was only about a minute long. She got so excited about seeing that picture. And she says, what is your theory about August 16th? I told her. And she says, well, that's my same theory, and I'll tell you why. I had some family members to disappear. They got tangled up in the mafia. And the FBI helped them supposedly to get out. Then they notified us that them family members got killed. They sent the bodies back to the States because they were overseas. But the coffins were never opened up to verify that it was actually their bodies in the coffin. And she said she believes that they put that family member in the protection program, and that's why they have not heard from them. It's been like 20 years or so, she said. And she says, I've been following the stories of Elvis all through these years of different people commenting, you know, about the theory on August the 16th. And I believe he's still with us. And I said, yes. And she said, I'm not on Facebook all the time reading stuff, but I do research myself. And she says, I think he's with us. I said, he is, 100%. And of course, she knows about you. She knows about your show because I told her that in December. And I told her about Chana and Rhonda's YouTube channel that had started up. And she thanked me for that. And she says, by the way, I'm letting you know that I'm redoing my home. So I will be having more Elvis stuff to give you. So if you get a call from me, don't be alarmed. I'm just asking you to come by the office and pick it up.
Okay.
Course,
good.
I got crying again and thanking her because, you know, there's other people out there that comes in there that, you know, likes Elvis, but she picked me out of all of those people, and she's such a good doctor.
That's cool. That's cool.
But I just wanted to ask that she does believe that, you know, Elvis is still with us.
Well, I'm glad you had a good doctor's visit for a change.
Yeah.
That's
Well, we're still waiting on the results. She's testing my liver now because they cannot figure out what's going on in my stomach. It feels like I'm having labor pains. I can't keep no food in me at all, and I'm constantly shaking. She did blood work, and then they sent me over to the hospital, and they did more tests, so that's why I couldn't be in the chat group Tuesday. They said I could listen, but I couldn't hold on to the phone and them do the test. So Clyde put it in his pocket, and I had my earbud in my ear so I could hear what you were saying and the music, which I loved the show. Thank you for doing it.
Oh, good. Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good, good.
We
yeah, that was
know
a good day to have an all Elvis show. That's what John and I decided to do, an all Elvis show that day. So, yeah, that worked out really well. I'm glad you enjoyed it. A lot of people really liked that because it wasn't anything else but Elvis. So, you know, once in a while you got to do that. You just got to do that once in a while. So that's okay.
It seems like, well, me, probably talking about it after we got home, it seems like when I'm listening to Elvis, if I'm in a doctor's office or the hospital, I get good results. Nothing comes back bad. So I'm hoping that all the tests come back.
Oh, yeah, I've never.
There ain't nothing wrong with me.
If I'm watching Elvis and I was working, I would watch an Elvis movie or listen to music or something, and nobody ever complained.
Yeah. We're hoping all the test results come back right.
So.
But I just wanted to tell you about Dr. Mann. She's from India, and she's a real sweet lady. I've been going to her now for at least 17 years.
Oh, good.
Wow.
She knows you really well.
Yeah, and she takes real good care of me. But I wanted to pass that along about her. I told her that I was going to talk about her today if it was all right. And go right ahead. And
well, that was very sweet of her. Very sweet.
Yeah.
She's
nice.
A real sweet lady. And,
well, good.
I just wanted to share that little bit. And I'm not commenting or texting too much in the chat group because my hands are shaking really bad. I'm down to my phone because I rent my laptop and it's trying to get it repaired.
Would you get that and throw it at him or something?
No, I spilt my drink on it and he wasn't too happy about that, but luckily I had insurance on it through Dale. That's who I bought it from. And they're supposed to be fixing it. It was supposed to be already back by now, and it's not. So I'm having
well,
to go to my phone.
That's all right. Your phone works, and your computer will get done. Don't sweat about it. Don't stress over it. It's okay.
But
okay.
My hands are shaking too bad, and I don't want to push the wrong thing and send the wrong, you know, response. But I am listening, and I'm doing my best, but I just want to let you know that I was there. I am there.
Good. And we're glad that you're doing as well as you are, and you've got a doctor that cares. And that's all good stuff. That's all good stuff. So, yeah. Well, thanks for calling us and telling us the story, because it's always nice to hear about another one. You know, that's always good.
I showed her the link, you know, how to get through to you. And she thanked me for that. And I gave her Shauna and Rhonda's on YouTube. But I took up enough of your time already, so
okay,
I'll let you get back to your show. And again, thank you so much for Tuesday's show.
You're welcome, darling. I'm glad you had a chance to listen to it and enjoy it. So you are welcome. Okay?
I listened to it twice.
Carolyn, did you see what John said
about me singing?
No.
By
having
hands.
A shaky hand.
Shaky
oh,
hand.
Oh, I don't do vodka. Yeah, I see that. I have rum here and Coke. It's in a purple can.
See, John, it's too much rum and Coke. It doesn't have nothing to do with vodka. Vodka is your thing, darling.
Okay. I have a bottle of rum, though. I have a bottle of rum here in the closet that I've had since Christmas. And it's still nearly full. And then my sister told me about a whiskey drink that you can buy already mixed. Crown Royal with Coke, I believe it is. It comes in a 4-pack. So I went and got some a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah. You can buy margaritas already mixed, too. They want you to drink more. You can buy Bloody Marys already mixed. You know, there's a lot of them you can buy already mixed. So,
well,
I kind of stay out of that section. I'll be getting margaritas and bringing them home.
But he bought the mixed drinks, and we brought them home, and I didn't think no more about it. And the other day I asked him where he put it, in the 4 cans, and he says, you know, I don't even know where I said it. Well, I got to looking through the cabinets, and Lord God, he had shoved it back behind the tuna and hamburger helper boxes so I wouldn't see it.
Well, yeah, that's where nobody will find it, so that's all right.
Yeah, and well, if you hit it, I drink it. And then he dies out laughing. So, and I still haven't drank it yet.
Well, that's all right.
But,
the only time
I take a nip at the bottle, as my grandmother used to say, is when I'm really mad and I can't get it under control.
Oh, I don't dare drink at that point because the whole world will know I'm mad. I did that last time, and that's not a good idea for me to do. So, no, I don't do that. I sit there and rant and rave and rail and bitch and moan, and I don't do it quietly. So it's not a good idea for me to drink when I'm mad at somebody. I can't do that.
Well, it mellows me out, and I want to go to sleep. So that's the only time I drink.
I'm not that lucky. I'm not that lucky. Anyway, and I don't forget either. It doesn't help my memory to wipe clean either. It just makes it worse. So, yeah, I'm not normal. What can I tell you? It's just I'm a whole different duck. You know, I'm a different duck.
Yeah.
I got a different drummer. He's in a different band. So, you know what? They're making me my own world.
Clyde said if I keep getting Elvis stuff from other people that he's going to end up either adding a room onto the house or buying another, she said. I said, we don't have the yard space for it. He said, well, I can park it up there by your mama's. I said, no, don't put it up there by mama's because if I go up there, I don't want to hear her. Why are you getting so much Elvis stuff? There's other stuff you can buy.
Well, you know, no. What you do, Carolyn, is you fill in the swimming pool.
Oh, yeah. Well,
you need more space, but if you get more Elvis stuff and you need more space for it, you got to fill in the swimming pool so you have some place to put it. So there you go. Make your choice.
Yeah. Well, I can't even get in the pool long. It won't quit raining. And we got up to 79 the last 3 days. And it's supposed to sit in raining today and rain for a week.
Yeah,
so
yesterday it was a beautiful temperature for mowing the lawn, but I couldn't because it was raining. Now today I'm doing the show, so I can't go out and mow. It's not raining, but wait a couple hours, it'll rain. So anyway.
A husband of mine, you know, everybody knows Clyde, he broke the riding lawnmower. You don't know what he did.
He didn't want to mow.
He couldn't make it go forwards or backwards, and luckily we had a warranty on it, so they came and got it. They said it will be 2 weeks before it comes back.
Yep.
This man, he has not got no sense at all. He will go out there when it's so blasted hot and start mowing. And then he comes in here and looks like a ghost and all bent over because he can't straighten his back up.
Oh, yeah, it hurts. But, you know, mowing a lawn is something you do anyway. It's got to be done. So it's something you do anyway. You just go mow.
Yeah.
So, well, honey, I got to get back to playing music here, okay?
I'm
glad you called and told us. That's all right. I'm glad you called and told us your story about the doctor. That was a good thing. So just keep up the attitude, keep feeling better, and you just keep going forward, baby girl. You just keep going forward.
Yeah, that's all I can do.
There you go.
That's right.
I just wanted to let you know that Dr. Lynn, there was somebody out there that didn't, you know, believe the way we do.
Good. Yes.
I'll be glad to go back to your show, and it was nice talking with you.
Okay, honey.
Yeah,
thanks for calling and telling us your story, honey. And we'll talk to you later. We'll talk to you again. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Here's another song that John sent me this morning. And you all know who Crystal Gayle is. Hello?
Yeah. Yes, I do. It seems like I'm the only
well,
one.
Well, I'm not getting anybody typing yes or nothing. It's like, okay, she fell off the face of the earth. All right, that's okay. Anyway, Crystal Gale, she's the gal with the hair to the floor. But not only that, she is Loretta Lynn's little sister. So I always thought that was rather interesting because she can sing too. And here is a song called Wrong Road Again. And I heard this song and I started laughing and said, well, I've been down there a couple of times. I know where that road is. Luckily, that was years and years and years ago, and I ain't going down that road no more. But here's Crystal Gale, Wrong Road Again.
You're so good at changing my mind. Before I stop to think, I'm believing, and I'm falling for you one more time.
Popular fade out. No real ending, just
fade out.
You fade away. But what's? Oh, I forget what they said it about. But some certain kind of man never dies; he just fades away. Must be musicians.
Yeah.
Must be musicians. They don't die; they just fade away.
Oh God.
Oh, I've known a few musicians. Okay. Let's see. Anne Murray. The alto. That's how I remember her. She's a beautiful alto voice. What is the song that she sang that everybody knows? Well, I guess I don't know it. Anyway, here... Anne Murray doing You're a Part of Me.
Won't you ever just get tired?
All right. Yeah, the two songs from Anne Marie that I was trying to think of were A Little Good News Today and You Needed Me. She did do Snowbird as well. I don't know, that was just so long ago. I identify with the other two a little better. They were more recent, not a whole lot, but more. So, yes, I looked it up. Okay. Here's a song that I've got in here three times. What the hey is up with that? Okay, and it, because I don't check, I put it in again. Okay, here we go. I love this song, though. Yeah, exactly. Okay, where's Jenny's brain? We have no idea, but it's not connected sometimes. Okay, I leave it in the refrigerator too long. It just gets a little too chilly. I get to take it out and warm it up first before I connect it. Okay. Stop, Jenny. Just stop. Okay. Mary McGregor. I love this song. Torn Between Two Lovers.
Torn between two lovers, feeling like a fool.
that's a good song, you know? You got to break the rules sometimes. Well, she's got to break the rules sometimes. I tried that route once. Don't do that. No, that's not a good route to go. That is a road that you want to have a great big huge gate in front of saying, do not enter. Don't do that. No, that is not cool. Don't do that. Okay. Oh, Roy Orbison did this song as well. But we're not playing Roy Orbison's doing it. Oh, somebody else did it. Who is the other guy that did it? In the 70s? No, in the 80s. No, in the 70s. Who was it? Come on, Jenny. I can see his face. Oh, well. That's it. I'm not going there anymore. Anyway, we are going to play Frisk Luft's version of the wedding song.
He is now to be among you at the calling of your heart. Rest assured, this troubadour is acting on his part. Of the union of your spirits here has caused him to remain. For whenever two or more of you are gathered in his name, there is love. Man shall leave his mother, and a woman leave her home, and they shall travel on to where the two shall be as one. As it was in the beginning, is now and to the end. Woman draws her life from man and gives it back again, and there is love. Well then, what's to be the reason for becoming man and wife? Is it love that brings you here, or love that brings you life? And if loving is the answer, then who's the giving for? Do you believe in something that you've never seen before? Oh, there is love. Your spirit here has caused him to remain. For whenever two or more of you are gathered in his name, there is love. There is
was a pretty ending. I never would have thought of that. That was a good ending. I like that. Okay. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Yes, we'll catch a song by the note. Here we go. Cliff Richard. Yep, Cliff Richard. Doing a song that I like. I even did this once. It needs to be done over because it's not quite right, but I did it. And I actually sang it at open mic. cool. It was fun.
Wow.
Here is Cliff Richard doing 12th of Never.
You ask how much I need you. Must I explain? I need you, oh my darling, like roses need rain. You ask how long I'll love you.
Job on that, I thought.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, good. I think he really did. Okay, let's see here. We've got no, don't start with that, Jenny. Back it up a bit here. Let's start with this. I start typing in the wrong thing, and this computer says, I don't have that. I put it in there. Not like that. You know, this computer talks back to me. Just thought I'd let you know that. Anybody says computers don't think for themselves is wrong. It's just wrong. Okay, let's try this. There we go. Okay, here is something that Elvis did, and John sent this to me this morning. I'd never heard this before. This is live, an intro for Joe Gergio. Hail, hail, rock and roll. That's what it said. That's what they did.
Our conductor is from Las Vegas. His name is Joseph Gergio. Maestro. And before I go any further, I'd like to know where the band's uniform is. They got them on. Is that it? God, we're getting cheaper in this outfit. You know that? I mean, I'm spending $2,500 for a suit, and they're spending $1.25. Not really. Anybody can get a T-shirt with little beads around the neck. Fantastic. Joe Gergio, cheapies. This on. Look at that motley group. deliver me from the days of old. All in rock and roll, the beat of the drum, the loud and bold. Yeah, that's out of sight, cheapies. We have out a new record. I'd like to do it for you at this time.
Yeah, just remember that. Yeah. Oh, that's so good. And you know the best part about listening to him is that he's real. He's real. And he gets mad, he tells you about it. He's happy with somebody, he tells you about it. Somebody does something nice for him, he tells you about it. I like that. Somebody does something wrong to somebody else, he lets you know about it. And that's the whole thing, too, is he does bring to mind, because of that, because of being real, he always brings to mind that everybody's just people. Nobody should be living on a pedestal. They're just people. They put their pants on one leg at a time, and they can only tie one shoe at a time. So, you know, it's they're just people. Don't forget that. Don't idolize anybody because they're just people. They do things good. They do things bad. They do things funny. They help people. It's, you know, they're just people. And that'll help you. That'll help you through life because you get to interact with people in a much better way. When you're not expecting them to be perfect, you're not expecting them to live up on that pedestal. And it doesn't matter who it is. I'm not talking really about anybody in particular. It's just in general, you know, because with especially with singers and movie stars, we tend to make them more special than they are. They have a talent. They have, some of them have a very great talent, and they're fantastic. But they're still just people. God just happened to give them something special. Appreciate it. Yes. Let them know you appreciate it. Let them know how special that gift is. Yes. But remember that they're people. Because they also like to be treated like people, not idols and not gods. They like you to interact with them as people. Remember that. Might stand you in good stead if you happen to meet the Pope one day. No, scratch that. I don't want to meet the Pope one day. I might say something I shouldn't. That would not be good.
Yeah, he needs to be told these things. If anybody can do it, you can.
Yeah, well, yeah, I would, wouldn't I, too? It's like, yeah. Okay, bud, we need to have a talk. Would you like a cup of tea? What would you... We've got a couple things to go over here, dude. Because he's a person. And before he was the Pope, yeah, he was a cardinal. And before that, he was a priest, or he was Monsignor, you know, however their hierarchy goes. I don't know. I'm not Catholic. But eventually, way back in his life, he was just a little boy. He was a little boy who threw mud on somebody's house or who toilet papered somebody's trees or, you know, he was just a mischievous little boy. Regular stuff. So, yeah, he deserves some respect because of his status. I understand that. But if he does or says stupid things, somebody should be able to tell him. And it probably should be somebody who's not Catholic. Because that wouldn't be good. That wouldn't be good. So, but, you know, that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. Everybody has enough respect for him as the Pope that nobody will do that. And that's just how it is. It's not good or bad. it's not something that we should change. It just is what it is. That's just how it is. So he'll continue to be the Pope, and he'll do whatever he does. Okay. How did I get on that? That's your fault, Sue. You didn't mention the Pope. I did. Why did I mention the Pope? I have no idea what. Let's just forget, okay? That none of that happened. Scratch it. White out or black paint. Take your pick. It's gone. Okay. We're going to listen to Roy Orbison, though. Yeah. I would have liked to have blamed it on you, but, hey, you know, you didn't do it.
Oh, I know. So, you're always going to blame things on me.
I know, because it's so fun.
Y'all should hear us on the phone. It's hilarious.
Oh, my gosh. Well, no, maybe they shouldn't, honey. No. We don't want that. Okay. We're going to hear some Roy Orbison. Only one, but I got it. John sent me a Roy Orbison song. It's called Blue Angel.
Sha-la-la.
Weird, that's all. Shooby-doo. Yeah, yeah. That made me laugh. I thought that's the only song I've ever heard that in. You know, dum, 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 shooby-doo, walk, or yeah, yeah. Okay, well, whatever turns them on, I guess. It was unique. And it made me laugh. I don't know what it did for y'all, but it made me laugh. Anyway, we're going to go on to the Spinners. And this is called No, I don't want to play this one. This, okay, we're going to do something else. No, I guess we're going to do this one. I don't know what we're doing. What am I doing? Okay, yeah. This one's on the list. Could it be I'm falling in love? I don't know what my brain's doing. Da-da-da. Yes, I like that song. When Spinners
yes,
does it. When Spinners does it. There, somebody else did it. When I played it last time, it was by somebody else. I don't remember. But I looked at that this time, and I said, no. We're gonna play the real version.
Oh.
So that's why I brought out the Spinners. They're the ones that I remember from the 60s doing it. The other person that did it was later, and it was good. It was okay, but the spinners is the real version. So that's why I decided to play that. And now I'm going to play Dusty Springfield. And this is called The Look of Love.
The Look of Love is in your eyes. The look your heart can't disguise. The look just words to ever say. And what the heart has heard, well, it takes a breath away. I can hardly wait to hold you, feel my arms around you. How long I have waited, waited just to love you. Now that
just kind of close your eyes and start dreaming and swaying. And that's a slow dancing song. Anytime it's played, it's a slow dancing song. Or let's see, how did they used to put it? You wrap your arms around each other and just shuffle on the floor. That's supposed to be slow dancing. Right, okay.
Okay.
Was when I was a teenager, that was slow dancing. You just wrap your arms around each other and shuffle. You don't really have to do anything. So, you know, something's hurting, you're okay. You can slow dance because you don't got to move. You just shuffle. So anyway, well, it was true. That's what we did. Okay, it was pretty boring, but that's okay. We made up for it on the dances that weren't slow dances. That wasn't boring. Sometimes, depending on what was happening on the dance floor, especially like when I was a frosh, the guys did this thing called the gator. That was interesting.
That was interesting.
They got kicked out of the dance for doing it, too. I never understood why. It just, you know, it was the gator. But the teachers had an objection because they didn't look at it that way. They looked at it a different way, from a different standpoint. And it's like, well, look at it the way the kids look at it. They're doing the gator. Think of the name of the dance. It's the gator. But no, the teachers didn't see it that way. It was a control thing. That's what I decided. It was a control thing. That was the last school dance I went to. No, it wasn't. That was the only school dance I went to at that school. I changed high schools. And then I went and did concessions at the Friday night wrestling matches and basketball games and went to the dance afterwards. So I did do a few dances out at Central Valley. But I don't know, nobody ever got in trouble out at Central Valley. Maybe the teachers were more understanding.
We didn't have as many
old codgers out in Central Valley.
What brought that up? That wasn't.
I have no idea. Slow dancing, and I started thinking, honey, you have to keep in mind twist that is in my brain. When my thoughts go around that corner, they can end up anywhere. You never know where it's going. I was talking about slow dancing and shuffling around the floor, and all of a sudden, I got to thinking about interesting dances, and slow shuffling wasn't one. And then it just kept on going. It went around that little twist in my brain, and that's where I ended up. You got to know that if you start following my thought patterns, you're going to end up in some strange places. Yes, very strange. Okay, and something that's really not related, but I'm going to do Anne's song now that she sent me just this morning, as a matter of fact. And that wasn't her fault. She tried sending it yesterday, and I made her do it over 2 or 3 times. So, but it ended up pretty decent. So here it is, Anne doing Any Day Now.
Any day now, I will hear you say goodbye, my love. You'll be on your way, then the one beautiful bird you have flown. Any day now, I'll be all alone. Oh, oh, any day now, when your restless eyes meet someone new, to my sad surprise, when the blue shadows will fall over town, yes, any day now, love will let me down. I know I shouldn't want to keep you if you don't want to stay, yeah. Until you're gone forever, I'll be holding on for dear life. Holding you this way, begging you to stay any day now. When the clock strikes go, you'll call it all. Then my tears will flow and the blue shadows will fall over town, yeah. Any day now, love will let me down, and you won't be around any day now. Any day now. Don't fly away, my beautiful bird. Don't fly away, my beautiful bird. Any day now.
Yeah, and I think that was originally done by Ronnie Millsap, if I'm remembering correctly.
Well, I believe you're right, but I have a question.
And yes?
I heard you say something that I'd never heard in that song before, and it, you said, when the clock strikes, go.
Yeah, I think it's actually a time that the clock strikes.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
When the clock strikes, go. And I thought, well, that's different. I kind of liked it.
Yeah. Well, look up the lyrics. Google the lyrics for any day now. See what it tells you. That'll let you know.
Well, I've never heard it before. No, it's not in there.
No, but it'll tell you what it does say. I think it says a time. So anyway,
continue.
Here we're gonna play an Elvis song, and it's gonna be "It's a Long, Lonely Highway."
It's a long, lonely highway when you're traveling all alone, and it's a mean old world. Got no one to call your own. And you pass through towns too small to even have a name. Oh yeah, but you gotta keep on going on the road to nowhere. Gotta keep on going, though there's no one to care. Just keep moving down the line. It's a long, lonely highway without her by my side, and it's a trail full of teardrops that keep on being cried. My heart's so heavy, it's a low-down, dirty shame. Oh yeah, but you gotta keep on going on that road to nowhere. Gotta keep on going, though there's no one to care. Just keep on moving. I got a rock for my pillow, beneath a weeping willow, and the cool grass for my bed. My drinking water's muddy, so don't you tell me, buddy, that I wouldn't be better off dead. It's a long, lonely highway, getting longer all the time. And if she don't come and get me, well, I'm gonna lose my mind. So if you read about me, tell her she's the one to blame. Oh yeah, you gotta keep on going on that road to nowhere. Gotta keep on going, though there's no one to care. Just keep on moving down the line, moving down the line.
Okay. And because inquiring minds want to know, I looked up the lyrics.
And
yeah, Anne has it right. It does say that. But it's kind of like when you're singing, you kind of put a voice comma in there. You don't say it, but you would have a pause because the go is actually a separate thought. It says, when the clock strikes, go, you'll be gone. You know,
okay.
But when you're actually singing the song, you don't have time to do that. So it kind of just goes all together. But yeah, she had it right. She had it right. It was okay. So
well, all right. No, okay.
Now you know. See, you learned something new today, Sue.
Yeah, when I become a famous singer, I will certainly remember that. Excuse me?
Did it hurt?
What?
Learning something new? Did it hurt? Never
mind. Not at all. Never mind.
It's just something that popped out of my mouth because it ran through my brain for a second. You know how that goes. You know how I am. I mean, golly, don't pay that much attention to me. Anyway, here is a beautiful song. I love this song. Anybody who likes Barbara Streisand and Celine Dion is going to like this song. This is a duet with Barbara Streisand and Celine Dion. It's called Tell Him.
I'm scared, so afraid to show I care. Will he think me weak if I tremble when I we
love that song. And you got two power singers together doing it. It doesn't get any better than that, you know?
No,
I mean, for true, it's nobody could sing that like they do.
Oh, gorgeous.
I wouldn't even attempt that song. Not because I couldn't sing it, but because they've done it first and they've done it best. And there's nobody I can think of that could follow that. You know, they're just, wow. Just wow. That was fantastic. And that's about all you can say. I mean, how do you get better than that? You know, you don't. It doesn't work. Okay, what I've got now, guys, is you all remember when we had that anonymous singer coming on?
Yeah.
Well, he was moving house and all that stuff. He hasn't got everything quite settled yet. And he is rehearsing again, but that means that there's no time to be recording to send me songs. Okay, and I'm going to call him to task for that pretty soon. It's going to be, okay, you've had enough time. I want 3 songs, and we'll see what happens. Yeah, we'll see what happens. Anyway, and you do remember that he did give me permission to use his stage name. So I'm using his stage name of Ronnie James, and this is his version of Elvis' song, There's Always Me.
When the evening settles low and you're wondering who to call for a little company, there's always me. If your great rumbling should end and you're lonesome or afraid, darling, you need never be. There's always someday you want me dear, and when that thing is here, from my arms you'll come to know what a lovers may come and go. But my
good, and he has won some Elvis competitions, and really surprised him, because it happened back when he had just started, and it did surprise him a whole lot, and he was at Elvis Week. He wasn't competing in Elvis Week, he was competing in a few other contests at that point, but he's good. And the neat part about it is he used to try to sound like Elvis, and he figured out that he sounded more like Elvis if he didn't try, if he just used his own voice. It was more like Elvis. So I find that totally amazing. I really do. but it's also so cool. It's good. And he's a nice guy to be, to boot, you know. He's a nice guy. So that helps too. Anyway, and just to let you know, he's doing very well. He's picked up a new hobby of astronomy, and he's having a good time with it. He's having a good time with it because they just, it's still not quite as free and open where he lives as it needs to be for them to go around and perform. But they are rehearsing so that when it happens, they will be able to. So that's okay. All right. I've even seen a couple of videos of a couple of different songs at the rehearsal, but I don't have permission to play them. So I'm sorry, you guys are just going to have to suffer. And I told you just so that you would. I'm not nice sometimes, you know, but that's okay. At least you know there's stuff coming, right? All right, here's Elvis. Long-legged girl with a short dress on. 1980s. Yeah. 70s.
Long-legged stilt with a long jerk.
2005, take six.
All right. One, two, three. All right. I've been farming rides, traveling light. Walk the streets till past midnight. Tramping roads, trails and lanes. Scaling cliffs, fields and plains. Searching till the early dawn. For that long-legged girl with the short dress on. Been riding trucks, bikes and skis. Sailing lakes and brooks and seas. Driving wagons, cars and jeeps. Walking stilts and 10-foot leaps. Searching till the early dawn. That long-legged girl with the short dress on. And everywhere goes, she's been and gone. She's fine. Just too bad she's a traveling kind. So fine. I just can't rest till I make her mine. I've been to Maine, to Tennessee, Mexico, and Waikiki. Rain or shine, sleet or snow. I'm searching high and I'm searching low. Cause everything depends upon that long-legged girl with the short dress. Fine. Just too bad she's a traveling kind. Oh, fine. I just can't rest till I make her mine. I've been through Maine, through Tennessee, Mexico, and Waikiki. Rain or shine, sleet or snow. I'm searching high and I'm searching low. Cause everything depends upon that long-legged girl with the short dress on. Long-legged girl with the short dress on.
That's a fun one. I like that one. That one's fun. And it just, yeah, you know what? The 60s and 70s, early 80s, the girls didn't care if they had long legs or not, only if how short the dress was. There you go. And in the 70s, in came what they called the micro minis. I learned the hard way, don't wear micro minis to school. Don't do that. Boys get rude. You have to turn around and hit them with your purse. Kind of surprised them, but they quit. yes, that short. Yes, that short. Mini short. Yeah, okay. My legs aren't that long, though, but oh well. Confederate Railroad. Da-da-da-da. Trashy women. Goes with short dresses.
Well, I was raised in a sophisticated kind of style. Yeah, my taste in music and women drove my folks hag wild. Mom and Dad had a plan for me. It was debutante, playing a symphony. But I like my music, I like my women.
to my groove. Gets me excited, leaves me feeling confused. And I like my women just a little on the track side. Just see the looks on the faces of my dad and mom. When I showed up at the door with a date for the senior prom. They said, well, pardon us, son, she ain't no kid. That's a cocktail waitress in a Dolly Parton wig. I said, I know it, Dad, ain't she cool? That's the kind I did. Yeah, I like my women just a little on the track side. When they wear their clothes too tight and their hair is dyed. Too much lipstick and I'm too much rouge. Gets me excited, leaves me feeling confused. And I like my women just a little on the track. I like them with a heart of gold. Yeah, I like them brassy. I like them brazen and bold. Well, they say that opposites attract. Well, I don't agree. I want a woman just as tacky as me. Yeah, I like my women just a little on the trashy side. Yeah, I like my women just a little on the trashy side. When they wear their clothes too tight and their hair is dyed. Too much lipstick and too much rouge. Gets me excited, leaves me feeling confused. And I like my women just a little on the trashy side. Yeah, I like my women and I like them on the trashy side.
Yeah, I didn't wear much makeup in high school, so I couldn't look trashy. I don't think. I don't think. But, you know, yeah, micro mini skirts, tight slacks. Because we couldn't wear jeans. We were not jeans. Tight slacks. And we weren't in all shorts. Tight slacks and tight sweaters. That was my high school wardrobe. Yeah, I didn't do clothing. Unless it was like a man's shirt with long tails. I did that.
Yeah. Yeah, I've done a lot of that.
But, whoa. Yeah, it's just, it's weird. Mama let me wear micro minis? Wow. That's kind of surprising. Well, come to think of it, no, the micro minis came after I moved out. Okay. Because I turned 18 in October, and I didn't graduate until June. I moved out in October. So, yeah, the micro minis came after I moved out, so Mama didn't know about the micro minis. Isn't that how we got away with most stuff, is if Mama don't know? Yeah. I did not go so far as to change my clothes after I got to school. What I left the house in is what I wore at school, but it was mini skirts, tight pants, and tight sweaters. That's what I wore to school. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying is yeah. That's
guys,
it.
I must leave for now, and I will talk to you another time.
Okay, honey. You take care of yourself, all right?
Okay, you too. Good night.
Make sure Tammy takes care.
Oh, I will, definitely. Thank you.
Okay,
bye,
honey.
Night.
We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, we're going to do an Elvis song. because we're almost out of time. Well, in fact, I'm going to say goodbye now because this will be the last song anyway. So, hey, guys. See, Sue waited until the proper time to say goodbye and leave. So I want to say goodnight to everybody else. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for being on the chat. That was fun. And thank everybody out in internet land that came on and listened. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you guys in the chat had fun. It looked like you were having fun. I had fun. I got to laugh at you. I got to laugh at me. I hope you laughed at me, too, because that's okay. If I'm laughing at me, it's okay to laugh at me. That's fine. Besides, I can be a little strange. It's all right. Anyway, hey, you know what? We had some good music today. And next show coming up is going to be Gospel Show on Sunday. And don't forget that that's going to be Eloise Salmon doing Elvis covers and Elvis's version of those songs. So it's going to be a really cool show. You need to come and listen to that show. It's going to be fantastic. And you're going to love it. You're not going to want to miss it. If you miss it, you're just going to kick yourself in the hiney butt. So anyway, Sunday. Don't forget, Sunday. Louise Salmon covering Elvis gospel and Elvis versions of those songs. So it's going to be fantastic. I can hardly wait. So anyway, guys, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and give you peace. Take care. Stay safe. And stay well. And I'll see you on Sunday.
The Sandman comes to my house late each night, but it's way in the morning before he turns out my light. It's times like this, my darling, I could see. If I were you, I know that I love me. The great snowman I've been called by all, but it looks like this time I'm gonna fall. It's times like this, my darling, I can see. If I were you, I know that I love me. Wind and rain and storm close it in on me. I've walked the streets alone with myself self-sympathy. Can you hear me saying, hopefully, ooh, if I were you, I know that I'd love me. Streets sweet lights burning brighter somewhere. Got to be birds flying higher in a sky more blue. If I can dream of a better land where all my brothers walk hand in hand, tell me why, oh why, oh why can't my dream come true? Oh why? There must be peace and understanding sometimes. Strong winds of promise that will blow away all the doubt and fear. If I can dream of a warmer sun where hope keeps shining, oh everyone tell me why, oh why, oh why won't that sun
you. Good night.